This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We're only a few weeks away from Halloween. It's October 17th, 2020. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. You're here at Radio Law Talk. Todd Kunin, Denise Dirks, and our producer, Cal Hunter, are here. We are going to have a lot of fun. I'm going to say locked and loaded today. And I was thinking, well, is that something political? No, we're locked and loaded, ready to go. We're going to have a good time. Man alive, I just don't know why our weather is so nice. I tell you, through probably December, we're going to have nice weather. We're just having a beautiful day. Remember, we're talking about general topics of law. Seek legal counsel. We're not giving legal advice. This is an exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show that I bet you will never leave if you're joining us for the first time. Because we do have someone joining us for the first time. Did you guys know that? I haven't brought this up
yet. Do tell.
And Todd Kunin. This will be extra special to you.
Uh-oh.
So Todd Kunin is a former prosecutor for the district attorney's office in California and Tennessee and now has his own criminal law practice. Denise is a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer, and Cal Hunter thinks he's a lawyer. So
That is not true. I just finished law school in my mind, and I took the bar and I passed in my mind.
And well, nowadays you take the bar online, so it doesn't matter, right?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. But anyway, we've got a great new affiliate, WRKQ, Madisonville, Tennessee. Where is that? Madisonville, Tennessee, 12:50 a.m.
Is it Madisonville or is it Madisonville? I don't know.
It would be Madisonville as if it was just VL.
Yeah, Madisonville.
Yeah.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Madisonville?
Madisonville.
Okay, Madisonville, Tennessee, WRKQ, 12:50 a.m.
Welcome.
You're going to enjoy this. We have a lot of fun. We do. This is people like, I remember I talked to an owner of one of the stations one time, not too long ago. And he's like, you know, I'll be honest with you, Radio Law Talk, that's the first thing, what do people always say? Oh, that'll be boring. This is a really entertaining and fun show we have. But we do, you know, get into a few topics. We do a thing called Case or No Case. Those of you who are new, Case or No Case is basically Cal, our producer, is going to tell us about a case. And we try to tell him if it's true or not, and if it is a true case, what the scenario was, and what the outcome was.
Cal, who thinks he's a lawyer.
Yes, who thinks he's a lawyer. And he sits and at his bathroom. He has all kinds of books. So who knows what he's reading up on?
I study a lot.
He does. You can call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, 855-LAW-RADIO. Denise?
855-529-7234. He loves to get me like that.
I just do that all the time.
It's amazing that she just knows that.
It's just automatic for Denise. And that's what we do. Remember, we're going to talk about Amy Barrett's confirmation hearing. This show is a politically neutral show. We, as lawyers, we like to argue both sides. And that's the way it is. But this is interesting about her. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. That is one super bright, special lady. That's just me. I mean, she's got children. She's got a minivan. And she's a professor. And she's done a lot of wonderful things.
And no notes.
No notes.
That was cool.
The testimony of the lady that the clerk that was blind that she helped out was great. I mean, just some, again, there may be some political differences with people with her, but as a person, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful lady that is going to take the place of someone that I don't always agree with. But Justice Ginsburg was a phenomenal person.
She was a great justice.
Yeah, yeah. She was brilliant. Her mind, would you agree or disagree? Yeah, they play that because her and I had a thing going.
Yes, right.
That's exactly right. She was my fave.
Fred loved Fred loved RBG.
Yeah, I met her, right? Yeah. I met her. I met her personally.
You
and
she said, you described her as like being the
Queen of England.
The Queen of England.
Oh, no.
Yes.
She walked up, she says, Sir Frederick. Yes.
Get up so valiant.
And holds out her hand in a white glove.
Yeah. A white glove, and I high-fived her. And I said, is that what you're looking at?
So here's what I want to know. So you have Sir So-and-so the Valiant, you know, Sir Edward the this, Sir Edward the, you know, so-and-so. So what are you, Fred?
Sir Frederick the Great.
Is it the Great? Is
the that Great, what, yes.
We're not going, Sir Frederick the Humble. Sir Frederick the Chaste. Sir Frederick
the Chaste.
The Chaste.
Maybe back when I was 16. Maybe 20, all right.
And what would yours be, Todd?
But mine?
Yes.
I'm the court jester. I don't get sir. I'm just
He's
the court
the
jester.
Denise would be queen. She's similar to Queen Amidala.
Queen Amidala.
What's her name?
Queen Amidala.
No, what's the one in Star Wars? What's the Star Wars?
Yeah, it's
Queen
it's Padme Amidala.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
She's like special.
When she's here, people say, look out, here comes the
So who's your Anakin Skywalker? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Jesus, just so you know, again, first joining, the look on her face when the three of us boys get rolling is like, I thought we're going to talk law.
And all of a sudden it gets quiet in that corner of the studio, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
So that's why you guys do it.
Well,
you'd like me to be quiet.
This is not true. And by the way, we're socially distanced. Nobody's wearing a mask
because we're
far enough apart. We just want all of you to know that. We're taking every safety precaution.
Yeah. No, we're way far apart. Todd likes cats. He's divorced and looking for a wife.
No. Let's see. Some of the things in that phrase.
Anybody
were,
in Tennessee?
Were correct, and some were not.
Madisonville.
I like cats. I am divorced.
Todd has
two of those three were correct. I'm looking for a spouse. I don't know.
Well, the spouses aren't looking for you.
I saw somebody drop off their cat today. Just drop them out of the car and leave.
Oh, I hate that.
I took a picture of the license plate. I don't know
what
I could do.
You know what? They would drop them off at my place. For those of you who don't know me, I live in the country.
Yeah.
And we're like, great.
Too many mountain lions.
No, we love it. They bice. They go out and mouse. Someone dropped off a whole litter one time, like 10.
Oh, my gosh.
They weren't too small. They were big enough to survive. And there's still, and that was probably, no lie, 11, 12 years ago. There's one still we see roaming way out in the field still.
Turned feral.
Yeah, turned feral.
I'm so glad you don't hurt them, though.
No, I love them. I'm not a cat person inside, but I love them to be out and mousing. They are great for throwing in the barn and keeping them. You give them a little bit of food and a little bit of water. Well, the water's around us, so that's that we need to give them water. We give them a little bit of food to keep them around, but you don't give them too much, because you give them too much, they're not going to feral.
Right.
And I'm telling you, those cats will keep your barn area. We have hay, and there's mice coming around the hay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Oh my gosh, between the owls and the hawks and the feral cats, we have no mice.
Excellent.
That's good, because they can't get to your wiring in your car.
That's true. That's exactly right. We're going to talk about her, Amy Barrett. We're going to talk about Phil Collins, an interesting lawsuit that Denise is going to talk about marriage. Brad Pitt is being sued, the weirdest situation, and it's very interesting after I studied this to really kind of jump on Brad's side on this one. We got some interesting lawyer letters we might get to. And lawyer things, but we're going to talk. We talked a few weeks ago about Bill Murray and the Doobie Brothers, but we've got to bring up one more time. I want to do it. We're going to bring up these letters that were written between the attorneys. It was funny. Sometimes it's smart to repeat things.
We just read the letter that was sent to Bill Murray. We did not read the response
that
Bill Murray's lawyer sent back. That's going to be
interesting. That's what we're going to talk about when we come back. And that is hilarious. And that's the antics that lawyers do sometimes are more interesting than the actual cases. And that's the case here. So we're going to be right back after this. Join us. We're going to have more fun.
Yeah, stay there because we have a lot more Radio Law Talk coming up, including a case or no case that will take you to the Netherlands. That's all coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay there. We'll continue.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Okay, maybe I have a configuration issue. Can you not hear yourselves? I don't want anybody muted.
Oh,
okay,
no, we're all on. We hear.
Right. Let's just wait. Hold on.
On my console, I have a thing called mute groups. No. That's all you guys.
Why not you? We just be silent for a while, pal?
Well, dead air. I have a sponsor for that. It's a funeral home.
Let's roll case or no case, Cal.
Dead air brought to you right. by the Herman Funeral Home. Yeah, you're right. That
now it's time to play case or no case.
All right. Okay, here we go. I take you to the Netherlands, where Emil Ratelband was born, R-A-T-E-L, Ratelband, was born in 1949. Now, Emil looked great, excellent shape, and he decided he wanted to change the birth year on all of his official paperwork from 1949 to 1969.
Ooh.
He said, you know, then I could buy a new house, maybe a new car. You know, the banks would loan me money because they wouldn't think you're going to die in a year. And he said, besides, I can maybe take on a new job and maybe...
Girlfriend.
Who knows, find a sweet young thing, you know. So anyway, that's where he was. And he said people identify as a different sex, a different nationality. And so I choose to identify as a man who is 20 years younger than I am. And so, Mr. Kuhner, I'm going to start with you today. Thanks for the way to keep your eyes down and avoid eye contact, but it didn't work. Case or no case, what say you?
So, did a person lie about their age to gain some sort of a benefit? What? Nobody's ever thought of that before.
Well, yeah, but to him, he said that this is just what I identify as.
Yeah. Well, it does put an interesting slant on the whole whatever you identify as you can be idea there, and I'm certain it's only a matter of time before somebody tried it. So I'm going to say that this is a case. What the heck? We're starting anew. Yes, right. We are all at zero right now, aren't we?
Zero. That's correct.
So I'll say that this is a case and that the matter is still pending.
Okay. And by the way, Denise, you are now deemed the official scorekeeper. So, Denise Dirks.
Yes, I like this one.
I do, too.
I like it. It is a twist on how you identify and with what, you know, category you identify with. And here he's saying, I identify with a younger person. So I want to have my age, my birth certificate legally changed. And this is one of those where I just think that your mind got creative. You're reading something about it, and you're questioning about how somebody could identify as something different, and then you're like, hey, I feel young, so I wonder if I could change my age. Let's ask the experts. Great case or no case?
Thank
and
you.
And I'm going to say no case.
I was going to say great case or no case.
No case for you.
Okay, Mr. Penny, what say you?
Denise, is this a case or no eloquent case? Because what we learn in case or no case is not legal things, is trying to figure out Cal Hunter. It's like a good trial lawyer figures out the jury, don't they? I mean, you've got to have the facts, you got to have a case, but you've got to know your audience, and it's Cal Hunter. And Denise, you nailed it on the head. I know in the news there's, you know, what people identify themselves as, and Cal's just sitting there in his bathroom with the books all lined up on his shelf that he reads while he's in the bathroom. And he was saying to himself,
phone.
You know what? Oh, he's got his phone too. He's got his phone. He's a guy. Oh my gosh. Three-time Emmy Award nominee, but never a winner,
never
by
a winner,
the way.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. That is a scenario, a made-up scenario, but it is not a case. You are tricking us.
Okay. Well, I love listening to your logic. It's impressive to hear great legal minds work like yours. All of you coming up with reasons it should be a case or not a case. So my... Okay, those of you who say it is not a case, that would be Fred and Denise.
Oh my gosh, it's a real case! Oh my heaven! That's really a case!
It was a case.
Oh my gosh!
It was, according to the document I was reading, which is probably Uncle John's bathroom reader, I don't know. But according to that, it was dismissed. And as soon as the judge saw the case, he said, this is ridiculous, case dismissed. So anyway,
this was back in the Netherlands.
Yeah, that was in the Netherlands.
So do you get two?
I get 1 point.
One. That's
because
not
because right. I said it was still pending. So
yeah.
And next time, by the way, I'm going to take you to
Beverly Hills, California. Ooh. And that.
Thank you, Cal.
Sure, Case
for
or no
stumping
case,
the right most of us.
Yeah.
Denise, you know what happened, Denise? What happened to you on this case? What happened?
What happened to me?
Was me following your suit, which gave you bad luck. You know that happens all the time. You know what's interesting? Okay, you want to know some interesting notes about Judge Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg. Let me tell you. The first thing is, did you know, again, what's going on when there are justices chosen, especially the last few times? It's been very hotly contested, and it goes by party lines pretty much, you know. Did you know that it was Clinton that nominated Ginsburg, and her Senate vote was 96-3 confirmation. Three people voted no. That is crazy. I mean, that's talk about everybody agreeing on it.
They used to be unanimous. I mean, there was usually they just walked through and boom, it was
happened. Right. But that's a statistic with her. But an important thing that Amy Barrett, this is what Amy Barrett is, Amy Coney Barrett is an intelligent woman that I think is a brilliant mind, whether you agree or disagree with her politics. But this is what she did. And this, I guess some others have done it, but I didn't know that. So Justice Ginsburg, when they ask, there are certain canons that the judges have to follow. And the canons are like ethics rules. And when we come back, I want to talk about those ethics rules. And one of the quotes that I don't know if the Democrats like it or not, but it's a quote that Judge Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg, had made that is being used and is a very interesting quote. And then we're going to go into Amy Barrett, some of the things that she talked about, and we're going to discuss it as lawyers. We'll be back after this.
It's fascinating stuff when people get down and start grilling a person who wants to be on the highest court in the land. Sometimes it makes you wonder why they go through it, doesn't it? It's a lot of things to jump through. So all of that's coming up next right here on Radio Law Talk. We invite you to stay tuned. Our program will continue after this bottom of the hour break.
We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at pennyandassociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
In New Zealand, it appears that Jacinda Ardern and her Labour Party will be re-elected in a landslide. and by all signs, Labour will have a big enough victory to control Parliament without a coalition partner. Ardern has earned praise for her handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Her government's response included some of the strictest controls in the world that are being attributed to some of the lowest mortalities globally, with just 25 recorded deaths from the virus. The Labour Party in New Zealand overall has received its greatest support in at least a half century. A new effort by the Federal Communications Commission to look at the legal shield that has spared tech giants from being held accountable for how they patrol their platforms is drawing widespread rebuke. Critics say the agency is caving to pressure from the White House. The move comes as Facebook and Twitter took steps to limit a New York Post story about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Boys are weird. Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk.
27 years ago, Justice Ginsburg said as follows: a judge sworn to decide impartiality can offer no forecasts, no hints, for that would show not only disregard for specifics of the particular case, it would display disdain for the entire judicial process. And that's kind of what Amy Barrett has been saying in her, not all, but in her confirmation hearings. Another thing that's interesting that she said that I kind of liked was that she said, she said something to the effect of, now that would make me a political pundit, wouldn't it? And therefore I'm not going to answer that. But I like some of the things she's saying and what she's doing. Whether you agree with what you think her beliefs are, and I say that, you never know when they hit the Supreme Court exactly how these justices are going to rule. You've got Kavanaugh that has already come out and ruled on some stuff that you're like, what? He went kind of a little bit left on that, you know? And so you never know.
Take the LGBTQ issue with regard to employment. And, you know, the very first judicial nominee under President Trump was Neil Gorsuch. And everybody thought, oh, this is, there go the rights for the LGBTQ community. They're going to go out the window. Gorsuch wrote the opinion protecting the rights. Yeah. You don't know how people are going to review. I'm certain that when Justice Roberts was nominated to not only be on the Supreme Court, but the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court by then President Bush, that there were a whole host of people who thought, oh my gosh, here comes the conservative majority. And yet, what have we seen in the last decade plus in terms of how...
you know, the middle guy.
Yeah,
he did.
And Kennedy was a surprise for a lot of people.
Right.
You know, Kennedy was very vocal about LGBTQ rights and all of that as well.
He was a swing vote, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was a lot of time. Kennedy was a swing vote.
Yes.
You know,
Denise, you knew it. You had classes with him.
Oh, I studied with him in Salzburg. And yeah. I did an East-West, I did a whole summer of study, but with him particularly, we did a comparison between the Declaration of Human Rights for the European Declaration of Human Rights and the U.S. Constitution.
Awesome.
And it was the summer before he went up on the Supreme Court, but he had already been appointed, and everybody was there. These women were all trying to find out his views on right of privacy and all of these different things, and he wouldn't give it up.
No.
Not for your life. And it was really fun.
You know, one of the things that I think that really does a disservice to the American public is the way judicial opinions are reported in the news and the way they're disseminated to the public. And I'll give you an example, because the way they're reported makes it sound like judicial activism is a lot more than what we really see. And the example I use is the Affordable Care Act and Justice Roberts' decision when writing for the majority in the Affordable Care Act. Now, his decision saved, essentially, Obamacare. It's viewed as being, you know, the way he ruled saved Obamacare, but the way it's reported is it makes it sound like Roberts came up with this novel idea about whether or not it was a penalty or a tax and threw it in there, and that's what saved the act, was him coming up with this idea. And that is not what happened. What happened was both sides presented arguments, and the side for the government in support of Obamacare put forth an argument in their legal briefs. They argued it before him and the rest of the justices at argument, and the justices decided which argument held, in their opinion, more legal water. They didn't come up. Oh, Roberts.
Yeah, in other words, they said it is within the purview of Congress to legislate about tax.
Because
that was basically what the
answer
was.
But
he ruled that. He didn't say it. He ruled it.
He ruled it. He didn't say it. And that's a critical point. Roberts didn't come up with this idea that Congress can do that. Roberts heard the argument from those in support of Obamacare saying Congress can do that, and then ruled, I agree with you.
Yeah.
They came up with the idea and presented it to him. He ruled on the idea. He didn't come up with the idea on his own. And when we hear judicial activism, the first thing most people think up is some judge sitting there coming up with legal theories and then imposing that will on the people. The judges rule on the arguments that are presented to them. They don't come up with them on their own. And that, to me, is a big disservice to the American public, that they don't get that. They think that the judge is coming up with this stuff. No, I'm ruling on the arguments that other people brought to me. And
well, for the most part, there are some cases where you do see judicial activism.
Well, you might see it in the side, kind of on the side.
Yeah,
there might be some cases, but again, the tough thing is, unless we can come up with a specific example of where that's happened and point out why that is in the severe minority, even saying that leads people to think, oh, yeah, it happens all the time. And it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
It just doesn't.
I mean,
no,
many times people
it's
think,
fairly rare.
That many times people think, Fred, that the Supreme Court is nothing more than just a little tiny legislature that makes its own little laws up as it goes.
No.
And sometimes, you know, I've looked at, you know, I look at a very controversial decision, Roe v. Wade. You know, there was some additional rights placed in the Constitution that really weren't necessarily there, according to one interpretation. So,
well, it depends on if you believe that you should interpret.
Right.
It's how you interpret the Constitution.
That's the point.
Right. Yeah. There's different ways to
right.
do it.
Right. Is it
and
strict?
Are you a strict constructionalist,
right.
or are you a textist, where you're just right. looking at the text, or are you somebody's looking at the historical point of it to see what the rights were,
evolving.
and then whether or not you can make it evolve.
Right.
I personally believe that it's a living document and that it does have to evolve somewhat, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense.
Right, but this great living document has a process for that. It's called amendments.
Yeah.
And it doesn't say a judge gets to change it by waving a hammer. So amendments are how it should be changed.
Well, you look at Plessy v. Ferguson. That's an exact good place where they said we're going to legislate separate but equal concepts. I mean, that case is a very good case like that. Where did they get that in the Constitution?
Well, because
separate but equal.
Because there's no racial distinction in the endowed by their creator. That is, or it says it's equal.
But yeah, but separate.
But equal is just
separate
goofy.
Is the important
that was
part.
855.
Very strange.
I'm interrupting here. 855-529-7234. If you want to call in and talk to Cal, 855-529-7234. You can talk about his family.
Let's say because I don't.
Todd, you had a comment that I want to go. I want to let's talk a little bit about.
I would just say that even in Plessy v. Ferguson that you just mentioned, that was because parties brought arguments to the court on either side of the whatever the issue was, and the court had to determine which side, which position made more legal sense to them. They didn't come up with the court. The positions did not originate with the court. They originated with the parties arguing before the court, and then the court had to make a decision as to which side they were going to agree with.
Right.
Yeah. And let me tell
and
you
some
about
decisions are based on law, and some may not be.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? Us, and we do like to brag a little bit. It seems like we really hit the nail on the head a lot of times in Radio Law Talk as what's going on. You ready for a prediction? And again, don't look. We got all these disclaimers. Read the disclaimers at RadioLawTalk.com. But let me tell you what I think is going to happen. I think she's clearly going to get appointed. And I think some of the biggest decisions she's going to make in her life is the freedom of religion against other things. Because what's happening now, a lot of those we've discussed are butting heads. The freedom of religion and other things that conflict with the freedom of religion, that's going to be the most difficult decisions coming down the Supreme Court in the next 10 years, in my opinion.
And I predict something, too. I predict that Thomas is going to continue to act out in the way of dissent and say how he feels about trying to change different laws that exist, because he's become extremely vocal about what he believes they should be looking at and deciding. And that's to me, is new. That is a new thing.
I want to stay on this because I want to go over a little bit about her. We've got a minute or two. They call her a legal titan who drives a minivan. Don't forget, she's a former professor at Notre Dame, a mother of seven. Two of the children, I believe, are from Haiti, or one
yes,
of them is from
Haiti. Adopted, yeah.
They're adopted. She is the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals at Chicago. She has said a number of things, and I want to go over those things. I know we're dragging out, but there's some interesting things that she said that I want to discuss. One of them is she said that judges are not policymakers, and that's exactly right, and they should not be policymakers. And she said, I don't have an agenda, and she's going to stick to the rule of law and decide the cases as they come. Thus, going to what Judge Ginsburg said, which was, do not discuss what you might be saying or what you believe in the future. Then you are a pundit, a political pundit instead of a judge. And we'll be back after this.
Lots of interesting things to talk about coming up right here on Radio Law Talk. Feel free to call us. You can use our Twitter account, Facebook, or all over social media too. And we'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
That is Armadillo.
And now back to Radio Law Talk. Here are Todd, Denise, and Frederick Penny.
Hey, you know, we're talking about Amy Barrett and this United States Supreme Court, and I'll get to them. We have a caller. I'll get to them in a second. But some interesting things that I want to note down. Now, she said she's an originalist and a textualist type philosophy like Scalia did. By the way, Scalia, another brilliant mind, and she clerked for Scalia. But here's the best part about it. Coons, Senator Chris Coons, says to her, basically, well, do you agree with everything he said, or Scalia, because you clerked for him, everything he said? First of all, she said no, but then she went on to say, and I quote, and I love this about her, "I hope that you aren't suggesting that I don't have my own mind." And it was just a stab. I love her little very intelligent mind, but she'll pop back out.
Well, yeah, and it's this idea. People think that, oh, whoever is nominated is going to come in and be a puppet or a robot for anybody that ever talked to her about this before, or the person that nominated her, or whatever. And we've just seen historically that has not been the case with other justices that have been nominated, and she says it's not going to be the case with her either.
Right, but you have to ask the questions. In my opinion, and the reason is because she does come out that she is very Catholic, and Catholics for a long period of time didn't believe in contraceptives. And where does she get to say that I can't use them? And so that's why the questions that she was asked are appropriate to be asked. You can't assume what she's going to say. You can't assume how she's going to judge, but I do think that it's right to ask the question.
Right, but I think it's interesting her response was,
oh, yeah,
that's legislative.
Hurt.
No, that was. But then she went on and said, that's a legislative thing, and I doubt it's going to be overturned, she said. In other words, saying that you can't use contraception. You know, it's a religious thing. So,
yeah,
she's like, that's legislative, and I doubt that's going to happen.
Yeah.
David, you're on the line about the United States Supreme Court.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, perfect.
Yes. Okay, good. Yeah, I got a very succinct, on-point question, but let's get the laughs first. So, the kids say when you intro there, it got me confused a little bit. Which one of you is the dodo?
Boys are weird.
Boys are weird. All three are weird.
That is on a dodo? What are they?
No, anecdotals. Anecdotal. Like, okay. An anecdotal means like, I know you know what it means, but it's like, it's on the side. That's the problem. We always say things off the cuff that shouldn't be discussed.
Yep. Okay, well, I like the dodo version better.
A dodo, that's...
and now the...
Just shows you hear what you want to hear. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, and the question, and here's the second laugh, since you guys are the experts.
I
have a friend that is a paralegal in Germany, actually studying to be a lawyer. But and I was enlightened to the fact that, which I didn't know before, is that in Germany, apparently they don't are not bound to previous case law. The judges refer to previous case law, refer to precedent, but they're not bound by previous decisions. And apparently that may be based out of Roman law as compared to whatever ours is based out of English common law. I don't know. And I'd like to ask, what are the pros and cons of the two different systems, and why are we bound to this one and them to that one and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think you're talking, David, about stare decisis. Hey, we're gonna take it off the air. Thanks, David, for your call.
Okay.
But
yep.
Stare decisis is what Judge Barrett was talking about, which is stuff that's already been decided that really you don't need to change. It's already been decided. That's kind of what she believed in. And David brought up a great point, which I didn't know that, David, by the way. That's that in other countries, they're not bound by stare decisis or other case law that is, I'll call the foundation, right?
Yeah, so the idea here is whether or not it's persuasive authority versus binding authority. You have to
right.
go along with what the previous is. And stare decisis is more than persuasive. It's binding. But it does not mean that it is absolute, that this is what must happen. And quite frankly, we have some excellent examples in history where the court ultimately said, hey, what we decided before was not right. And the first case that comes to mind is Dred Scott.
Right.
Where the U.S. Supreme Court decided that a person, because of their color of their skin, was 3/5 of what a white person was.
Right.
And that was back in the 1800s. And it was a deplorable decision, just absolutely horrible. I mean, talk about taking in the Declaration of Independence the phrase, all men are created equal under their creator. And then having a court 100 years later say, well, except for these folks. They, you know,
right.
That was just a horrible decision. And stare decisis, if it was strictly enforced and nothing ever changed, it would still be the law. But thankfully, judges came along and based on arguments
interpreted
and said, yeah, no, we're going to move off of that because that is terrible. So it's not absolute, but the pro to stare decisis is you always get an idea of what the legal framework is. I use this example. How difficult would it be in a household, for example, where every morning the kids woke up
there's a different rule.
And it was a different set of rules. What was okay yesterday is now, and you have no idea.
Hey, let's do that for kids for a week.
Oh, it would drive them nuts.
We'll no, it's
happens.
Really dark. That's hard on kids.
It is.
Yeah, that's hard
because,
on kids.
Because there has to be a structure.
Right.
Stare decisis is one of the best ways to maintain structure in the law. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of German law and how they do that, but they do use it as persuasive authority. But maybe they look things more on a fact-to-fact basis. But the pro to stare decisis is it's a great way of providing structure so long as it's not inappropriately constructed, as you saw with Dred Scott.
So German law is based upon Roman law and also has Napoleonic law in it, too. So they have pulled from it. And in the 1940s, I think it's 46 or something, they have a new constitution that also brings in a whole different realm. So they don't have what they have more like like policy that is regulated and enforced by the courts there, but that's not stare decisis. It is exactly what you say. It's more persuasive, but it's not necessarily controlling.
So you don't know 10 years
right.
from now what's going to happen.
And on the Napoleonic law side, that is so similar to what we have in Louisiana. Louisiana is the only state of our union that has Napoleonic codes from France, and that's how their law is. Their law is substantially different than all other states in our union, which is really a cool thing.
Cool. First day of law school, 1995, they're talking to all of the first-year students, and the dean of our school says, now, how many people want to practice in California? Everybody raises their hand, and then he says, how many people want to practice in Louisiana? I went to a California law school, and about three people raised their hand, and he looked out, and they said, get their names. We need to talk, because this may not be the right school for you. Because everything
yes.
that you're going to learn in every law school outside Louisiana is based on common law, and the Napoleonic Code was so different
yes.
that this might not be the best preparation for you to take that bar and to practice law there.
Their bailments are different. Their tenant, landlord tenants different. I mean, we're talking like sometimes it's opposite of what we would just common sense think it would be the case.
And I didn't know that German law was based upon essentially Roman law and the Napoleonic Code, which makes me wonder if their law is one of those where we want to conquer everything and then we're going to surrender. So, the Romans colonized everything and the French always... Whatever.
I'm ripping on the French.
Hey, all of our French affiliates are going to drop us now. So I don't know. Are we in France?
We're in Louisiana.
We're near New Orleans.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
We got to be careful.
Well, we just lost one affiliate. You know, so that's all right. Well, we can go
that
on.
That was a great question, David.
It was,
and
yeah.
I, you know, to pull this back to Barrett,
yes.
What she said about precedents, she said there are two kinds of precedents. There's a precedence that is not questioned anymore, and that one will never be reviewed, and it's just automatically, it's a precedent for us. But she said there are other precedents where there is a question as to law that impacts a past precedent. And when you have a past precedent that can still be discussed because there's other issues of law related to that, then they can be discussed and they may not be precedential.
And the terminology she used was a super precedent versus a non-super precedent. And a super precedent is one where people don't still, it doesn't keep coming up about whether or not this was rightly decided or wrongly decided.
Correct.
Yeah. So we're going to come back. We're going to come back hour two when we got more discussion. We're going to move on from Justice Barrett. I just think she's going to be confirmed. I think she's going to be a strong justice. That whether you agree with her or not, I think she's brilliant. And you like her. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Todd likes her. We'll be back.
Todd thinks she's pretty.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm not blind.
Wow. Got that last second.
Lady looks hot in her robe.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Oh, please stay with us.
We'll keep back with more Radio Law Talk. We promise. Won't go away.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial. trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.